Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Who's Draymond? That? That wasn't Steph. That wasn't Jimmy. That's just Draymond.
It's always fun game.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Not against Denver. It's not. How many is that in a row now for Denver? Over the Warriors, 8, 9?
9.
Not 5, not 6?
That's 9.
All right.
Not 5, not 6.
Hey, Sam. Lubman, you know I love you, right?
Is Sam back there?
Yeah, he's back there.
Our man.
And I'm pretty sure I got this right. I was listening to the morning show, and Sam said there's four teams that can win it all.
Uh-oh, Sam, I'm excited.
Boston.
Okay, check.
OKC, Denver, and the Warriors. Put some respect on the Cavaliers, please.
No, because I think the Celtics will beat the Cavaliers in the playoffs.
Wow,
series.
Sam, I ain't mad at you.
Cavs could win it.
I mean, sure, they could, but they won't.
Are they really going to be?
You think
Boston?
The Warriors have a better shot of winning a title than the Cavs?
Not if they play Conchar.
You guys are the best.
Beat me to it by 1 second.
No,
I don't think there's a team in the East that could beat the Celtics in a playoff series right now.
Gotcha.
Fair enough. And yeah, Cleveland looks great. Ty Jerome. Hey, I'll tell you what. The Warriors set a record last night. Did you hear about it?
No.
Let me read it to you.
Okay.
This is a record, NBA history and WNBA. A team that shot under 25% from three on 30 attempts. Warriors did that last night.
Okay.
Under 60% from the free throw line on 25-plus attempts and 20 turnovers. Yikes. And they still almost won the game.
No, they didn't.
They got within six.
They did not almost win the game.
Dude, come on. 2 minutes, you get it to within six.
You're down six with 2 minutes.
But I got you, but come on.
You're playing the Nuggets. You're not playing the Wizards.
That version of the Nuggets were throwing the ball. Like, they had 20 turnovers, and you could say, well, that's expected. I mean, Westbrook started throwing it away. Gordon threw it to Dre. And Steph went razzle-dazzle on the oop.
Put some respect on the Wizards. They just went into Denver and won.
They do a complete healthy Wizard.
They did not deserve to win that game. Not even close.
Well, my point, I said they had a chance.
888-957-9570 is the number. And the Warriors, you know, came back to earth a little bit last night. But... No, my overall impression of the Warriors since they got Jimmy Butler hasn't changed. The issues that we think they might have
grown.
Are still there.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to figure out a way to play against bigger teams that are more athletic. And one way you can compensate for that is by making threes. They didn't last night.
8 of 33.
And so they didn't look great. There's no doubt about it.
And I'll tell you this, Donnie. I thought the days of the box, I don't know why I thought that were over, because the Warriors, this train, this locomotive was moving upwards. The play-in.
Oh, the
but
box.
Dude, you know,
had Minnesota won
that, we would be seventh right now. Yesterday they didn't. But the bottom line is this is what I don't like. And we're talking about, you know, maybe the chef – you know, need some rest or to rest it back. Stoney, they're 3.5 back of Memphis now. And you mentioned that early in the, that's a haul just to get to fifth. So yeah. Destiny could be hold on to sixth, don't slip to seventh.
And Minnesota's got a favorable schedule coming in too. 888-957-9570 is the number. I'm kind of jumping on what Kate said earlier about her thinking that maybe some people jumped the gun about this team. And
hey, it's convenient that we do this after a loss.
No, well, it's also, but then this is the thing.
Yeah.
When they're on a 7-game winning streak and you say, you know, they still, you know, you got to find out how they play against good teams. We got to find out how they play against big athletic teams. I think she's right. Nobody wants to hear it at that point because, oh, then you're a hater.
No.
Oh, then you're being too critical. You're nitpicking wins. And yes, the amount of fans that have put the Warriors deep into the Western Conference playoffs, yes, I think that is completely jumping the gun.
Okay.
And now, that doesn't mean I'm not intrigued with what they've done, and it doesn't mean that I don't think they can knock somebody off. But the idea that this team, again, I'll say it again, with three guys over 35 and with about five or six guys with almost no playoff experience is just going to win four rounds, that, yeah, I don't think we're there yet.
Yeah, and I hope I'm not, your partner is not sitting here telling you that's going to be a walk in the park. But not that it means anything, but Stoney, I just want you to kind of just tap into it. It's not 95-7 the game. It's not just us. Will you admit to the masses, all the talking heads, the shows, the pundits put the Warriors in that category of, oh, watch out. And I don't think they were wrong. I mean, we've seen something still developing and happening. We can just look at the record since Jimmy Butler's been here. But every team has something on the to-do list of what you need to improve on. And just before we had Scott Hastings on yesterday, who covers the Nuggets and announces their game, Steiny, we were talking about what their issue is, and they come in with their JV squad and win. I bring all that up only to tell you it wasn't just us and the fans. It was the media observing what the Warriors have done and how they looked to become what I deem them to be, a threat.
Yeah, well, they jumped ahead. Huh. They jumped the gun, too. They did. And it doesn't mean they still can't get there. But I'm of the belief if something seems too good to be true, it probably is. And the Warriors made things look extremely easy the last 2 weeks. And now they got Denver, and they got beat. All right, well, they weren't going to finish. Again, they're going to lose some more games, probably. I don't think they're going to win all their games coming in. But let's start paying attention to who they lose to and why they lose to certain teams.
I like the why part because that concern has grown again. There's not a Gordon on every team, right? But you said it's Donny size and active bigs.
Let's go to Anthony in Brentwood. Hey, Anthony, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Let me put my chef's coat on. Y'all need to back up and let me cook. Check this out. Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr, if you live here, if you're listening, you have to adjust when it's clear as day. My eyes don't lie. We were getting killed inside. The whole first half, Russell Westbrook was just having his way. Why is TJD on the bench? I understand that he's not a good three-point shooter, but I called about 3 weeks ago, and I talked about, I explained the differences of Quentin Post and him. I understand that Quentin Post will stretch the floor, but he can't do anything on the inside. Last night was a clear indication that we should have, or to me, Steve Kerr should have adjusted to what was going on and put TJD in. TJD isn't injured. He jumps higher than Quentin Post. He plays, you know, the center position more traditional than Quentin Post. And last night, Denver was getting everything they wanted on the inside. And I feel like if I can see it and other callers and fans can see it, why can't Steve Kerr see it? And I understand that he's this four-time this and six-time that. But, like, you have to allow yourself to not be so bogged down on what you want to do, which is play small, because sometimes you got to do what you need to do And last night, we needed to have a more interior presence just to deter them from coming in and getting everything that they wanted. Neither team was shooting a three that well, so why wouldn't you just adjust to that and give us some defense on the inside? And I feel like, you know, the NBA is going kind of back to a balance where it's not all about three-point shooting. Sure, you can stretch the floor, and that will make the game better for you, but you see the best teams have a solid four and a solid five. And whenever we play against teams that have a solid four and a solid five, we usually get exposed because Steve Kerr is just so locked in to this small ball nonsense. It works when it works. But when it doesn't, you have to call a timeout and say, you know what, this isn't working tonight. TJD, get in. You know what, this isn't working tonight. You know, like, let's go at it a different way. Because all last night, you kept trying to do the same thing and it wasn't working. I don't think Steph is tired. It's just sometimes you go up against teams that's just bigger than you and you got to adjust to that. Because, you know, at the end of the day, size matters. And it really does.
Appreciate it, Anthony. Good stuff. Here's what I'll say, though, to that.
That's a great call.
And size matters.
Thanks, man. And Anthony, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just trying to put myself in Steve Kerr's shoes. So let's just say the last 5 minutes of a game. Butler's going to play, Green's going to play, and Kerr. Let's just say Butler, Green, and Curry are in the game.
Gotcha.
Okay. And you want to play Trayce Jackson-Davis at five. Who's your fifth guy on that floor? Because I guarantee you the way Kerr looks at it is, well, Curry can make a three, but nobody else can make threes. Butler, Green, or TJD. So now you got to put another shooter out on the floor.
You don't have to because
my. Well, then how are you going to score?
But his point about TJD, if you're telling me you and Evan, the post wasn't the answer and nobody could stop him, I'm just saying, I know he's been out of the rotation. I'm like, that's a fair point, right? Because the dude can block shots. TJD.
I don't think he's very good. Mm. That's just me. And the other thing is, you can see when Post makes threes, it gives them a totally different dimension, and they're much better offensively. But there's still a fundamental issue with this roster in terms of three-point shooting. They don't have as much three-point shooting as other teams. They just don't.
But last night, well, you're right. It's twofold. Because last night you were 8 of 33, so point to Steiny. But to the others to say you couldn't stop Aaron Gordon because you had nobody that had the girth of the bricks in the pocket, TJD does have that. Right.
You really think?
No, I'll tell you what. He got six fouls. You know what I mean? So, dude was eaten, but I guess, Steiny, if that 8 for 33 is 11 for 20, 11 for what? Help me out. 11 for 30, maybe you win the game.
I just hate that the Warriors have won, you know, 14 of 16, and they've done it without Trayce Jackson-Davis, and the minute they lose a game, now Trayce Jackson-Davis should have played.
Right.
What are we doing?
But what about the mid game? If we're going to step back and be real, and you said it's how they win and how they lose.
But I don't think
it started with the Knicks, but you're not playing.
I don't think Trayce Jackson-Davis does anything on the interior to stop anybody.
I've seen him block some shots.
Well, I don't think Trayce Jackson-Davis is a difference last night between Aaron Gordon going off and Aaron Gordon not going off. And
a lot of people agree with you, man.
Well,
wow.
If they need, I would say, man, I don't know, though. Is Trayce Jackson-Davis a better rim protector than Looney? I mean, he can jump higher. He probably has more block shots, but Looney's pretty solid defensively, and he can cut off the basket. I don't know what, when you look at this team right now, everybody brings something to the table. I'm not sure what Trayce Jackson-Davis brings to the table.
And maybe that's why we're not seeing him.
So,
Anthony feels like you don't know until you try, Steiny. If you're not stopping them or you're getting exploited, you know, what do you got to lose?
But they've won 14 of 15.
Yeah.
Doing it with that. So,
but you're the same guy that say you're the same guy, and there are people out there looking at who they played and who didn't play when they when they won these games. So what are we really, is that really a valid example?
So Steve Kerr last night, They've won 14 of 15, and they're down 9 points in the second half. I'm sure Steve Kerr figures they can come back and win that game.
Right.
Like, I don't think he's saying, well, we've won 14 of 15, and now we stink, so I'm going to go switch everything up and put Trace Jackson Davis in.
Because we've seen him do it the other way when they start off big, and then he'll come out of the half with they go small, and it works, right? GP2 will be in the lineup in the second half.
I mean, I just...
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I'm not blaming Steve Kerr for not playing Trace Jackson Davis. That's all I'm saying. 888-957-9570 is the number. How are you looking at this loss, Warrior fans? Is it simply a one-off? It could be. I mean, this team's been rolling. They lost the game. The other team was undermanned. Maybe they just had their punch-the-clock mindset on, and they got surprised a little bit by Denver. Or did you look at last night's game and, look, it's not going to undo everything that's been done since Butler got here.
Right.
But the bottom line is they still have a lot of improving to do, and this is kind of what I think Steph Curry was talking about last week. When he said, I like where we're at, but we know we have a long way to go. And one of the ways they have to go is to figure out how to combat teams like the Nuggets.
And give me this, Donnie. I hear that they also, since the inception of Jimmy Butler, have made it look easy, right? This thing is, and Steph told us, we went up, what, 4 or 5 slots in a matter of weeks, a matter of days. It was like, it's too good to be true, and I'm not saying it's not. That's why I still feel like in a series, Donnie, this team can, with their pedigree, get it done. But I have growing concerns about what we talked about, the Aaron Gordons of the world, and every team doesn't have that. But, yeah, that loss last night was the most, from a fan, disappointing, because I don't care what your mindset was. If you thought Mother Teresa and Gandhi were going to play in that game and they weren't there, you still got to win that. Sleepwalking. And they didn't. That's all.
I mean, Mother Teresa's not 6'9", 250 like Aaron Gordon. So,
AG.
I also, you know, I don't think every loss is due to, they weren't ready, sleepwalk. Like, Denver took it to them last night. They took it to them. Russell Westbrook was the liveliest guy out on the court. And he's 36. He played 42 minutes. Made a lot of mistakes, but made a lot of good plays. Enough to, help him win that game.
2 of 9 from three, Russ was.
Let's go to...
Still was a plus five.
Mona in Pacifica.
Hey.
Hey, Mona, how are you?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Oh, dynamite.
Good. I promised your screener that I would refrain from the potty mouth. So let me just say this. I call BS on this entire conversation.
Oh.
All of these quasi-analysts calling in, talking about, oh, put in 2-3-3. Oh, they should be doing this. No. Last night, the Warriors, especially Curry, they played like little peewee people who have never been on a basketball court before. All of the turnovers, that's what killed us last night. It didn't have anything to do with whether or not, you know, Trace was in the game or anybody else was in the game. It had to do with all the turnovers. We lost the game in the first quarter. I stopped watching maybe mid-second quarter because I kind of saw how the game was going. So for all of these people calling in, talking about, oh, they did the... No! They played a sloppy game last night. All of the points off of turnovers, all of the missed free throws. If Kuminga's butt does not sit there and get into that gym and practice his free throws, I'm going to die. All the free throws they missed. So I know you guys have to, you know, you got to fill up some hours. I get that. So I'm not even, you know, that's not the point. The point is, let's call a spade a spade. They played like fecal matter last night. That's why they lost that game. It didn't have anything to do with the 14 that they won. It has to do with, and Steph needs to stop trying to dribble his monkey tail into a bunch of redwood trees. He's 5'7" in comparison to Porter and Gordon. Get out of here with this. No, seriously, because it pissed me off. Because I'm like, hey, we're on this trajectory. Maybe we can do something. And then they come out last night. The main two players in Denver were not even playing. And y'all lost to the third stringers just about? And Russell didn't do that much. They were not collapsing on defense. They played a sloppy game.
No doubt.
Can we please just call that what it is? Stein, this is the first time probably. I agree with you. Let's knock it off. They played sloppy. This
no
doesn't
doubt.
Have anything to do. Was in and out of the game.
Thanks, Mona. Appreciate the call.
Man.
They had 20 turnovers.
So did Denver.
Yeah, both teams. Warriors scored 27 off turnovers. Warriors scored 24. Or it was 27-24 right. Points off turnovers. So the turnover battle didn't get them beat in and of itself, but obviously 20 turnovers isn't good. And Curry had 7 of them. I mean, look, that's the other thing. We could boil it down to that. You're not going to win many games when Steph goes 6-for-21 and has 7 turnovers.
Yeah.
You're just not.
When you miss 12 free throws, and that's what the Warriors did. 55% from the line to Denver 78.
Yeah. Butler missed some last night. Obviously, Looney went 0-for-3. Kuminga 5-for-8. Not good enough. They didn't deserve to win that game. Here's Steve Kerr.
Just overall execution. You know, body language was bad. These are always tough nights. Like I said, you go into a game and the other team's best players are out, and it's like there's like this natural letdown. Even though you raise it, you bring it up, you talk about it. We got what we deserved for sure.
All right, that's Steve Kerr. Mm. Didn't think they deserved to win, and
Mona, he kept it real.
They didn't. To me, the biggest sequence of the game, and it was indicative of why they got beat. So the Warriors cut it to 97-94. And this is what happened on offense. Aaron Gordon made a nice little shot in the lane where he bumped Guy Santos off him.
Man.
And he just got a nice wide open elbow jumper. Boom, it's 5. They get a stop. And then that was the play where Chanchar got the offensive rebound off a missed 3 and laid it in. So there you're down 7. And then the Aaron Gordon put back after about 2 or 3 misses where he just gathered and went up and nobody was in his vicinity. And the next thing you know, the 3-point lead is back up to 9. that to me was the biggest stretch of the game, and Aaron Gordon was in the middle of it.
Man,
I mean, he was tremendous.
Yeah,
I mean, he was absolutely tremendous, and
they were.
I don't know how he looks in person, but he looked like the biggest player on the floor by far last night.
He's a big dude, Donnie. Yeah, I got to give him credit for what we're transforming his body, and now he's able to shoot threes. Michael Porter Jr., Donnie, we hadn't mentioned his name. Threw a shoulder into Kuminga, who went back flying and dropped, wanted an offensive foul, and then while he's on the ground, just raises up and makes it. And I'm like, man. So they both showed up.
Michael Porter Jr., 21-10-5. Pretty good game for Michael Porter Jr. 8-8-8, and he was a plus 20, which was a game high in terms of plus
minus.
I'm
eager to see how they come out tonight. It's with Steph or no Steph.